All right, so let's see if I pick up a job right now.
George Asari hardly stops smiling as we cruise around looking for passengers.
Yeah, I would like to put on my seatbelt all the time when I'm driving.
He's been driving a New York City cab for years. Today, business is a little slow.
Sometimes, you know, as soon as you drop off, somebody's at a corner and then you pick up. Sometimes, too, this morning when I came in, I drove for almost about getting to 2 hours before I pick up my first fare.
It's around noon on a breezy spring day. Asari will work until the late evening. Taxi drivers like him get to set their own hours. He says that's one reason so many Ghanaians get into this work. Many drivers take classes in their free time, trying to get more professional training. Many were doctors and engineers in Ghana. Asari says higher education will give them more opportunities, since most hope to return home one day and open their own businesses, or enjoy their retirement.
I would say majority of the people have the same idea that, listen, let me come to America, take advantage of the opportunities here, work very hard, build something home, get education, and then see if one day I can go home and retire back home.
Asari says they expect it will take many years, even over a decade. But picking up customers in New York City lets them invest in their future.
Oh, look, you found somebody.
A man on the corner puts his hand in the air, signaling Asari to pull over.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Good.
14th and 2nd, please.
14th and 2nd?
Yeah.
All right.
At 14th and 2nd, the man gets out and gives Asari a few dollar bills. But not all trips go so smoothly. Asari recalls one lady he drove all the way out to the airport who tried to pay using the credit card machine that's now in the back seat of city taxis.
When we got there, she ran her credit card through and the reception was bad. So I couldn't process the credit card. And she said, oh, driver, okay, don't worry, just give me your address. I'm going to send you the money. It's almost about 3 weeks now. 3 weeks. She hasn't sent me the money.
Customers who don't pay the fare or complain about their driving are just one annoyance taxi drivers like Asari have to deal with every day. They say the police give them traffic tickets they don't deserve, and New Yorkers look down on them because they drive a taxi. Like a lot of immigrants, many left their entire family behind to come here. And although it's not an easy life, they choose this path because it's the easiest, quickest way to make a living.
The name of the game is to make money.
Edward Owusu is from eastern Ghana. He's been driving a New York cab on and off for 15 years. Before that, he worked as a security guard, a custodian, and at a nursing home.
We got to send money home every time to our parents and, you know, siblings and, you know, nieces and nephews. And so whatever job that you can get, you know, in order to fulfill your ends meet, you got to do it. You got to keep trying. You know.
Most drivers send a lot of money home to their families and save some here as part of their nest egg. The benefits that draw many Ghanaians to this job, like the independence and flexibility, can also work against them. Most are self-employed, and paying for their own health insurance is too expensive, so the drivers don't have much to rely on if something happens to them. That's where the Ghanaian Taxi Drivers Association comes in. Right now, they're taking care of business at their monthly meeting. The association was formed a few years ago to promote the welfare of Ghanaian taxi drivers. Anyone in the New York area who fits that description can join by paying a fee and a few $100 annual membership. Edward Owusu explains, in exchange, they get help with business costs and compensation if something happens to them or their family.
When you get sick for 2 weeks, they give you $500. It's not much, but at least it helps. For a month, they give you the $1,000. I think all of that, it's great to join this association. I think it's a great thing.
In addition to financial support, they get a community. In fact, Owusu explains it's kind of like a Ghanaian proverb.
If you take one stick and you want to break it, it's easier to break. But then if you have 50 of those sticks, I don't think you and I can break it.
In other words, there's strength in numbers. The taxi drivers also try to help their community back home. Last year, they raised money for hospital supplies in Ghana. But as longtime cabbie Charles Anochi points out, helping each other is just what Ghanaians do.
It's our culture. It's part of our culture that we get ourselves together. In case of any emergency, we help ourselves.
For VOA News Now, I'm Anna Boy-Kawairak in New York.